morning and welcome to Overeaters Anonymous, a Vision for You Big Book Study. My name is Kathy Kay, and I am a recovered compulsive overeater. Today is Friday, July 20th, 2018, and we are reading from the Big Book. We are on page 85, the second full paragraph that begins, "Much has already been said." Today's readers are Nan K. reading the 12 Steps, Brandy M. reading the Traditions, and reading the text are Jordan L., Ramona A., and Julie E. B. Our newcomer greeter today is Melanie C., and the reference numbers for yesterday's 10 a.m. meeting on July 19th is 11,684, and for this morning's meeting, July 20th at 7 a.m., the number is 11,686. OA Preamble. Overeaters Anonymous is a fellowship of individuals who, through shared experience, strength, and hope, are recovering from compulsive overeating. We welcome everyone who wants to stop eating compulsively. There are no dues or fees for members. We are self-supporting through our own contributions, neither soliciting nor accepting outside donations. OA is not affiliated with any public or private organization, political movement, ideology, or religious doctrine. We take no position on outside issues. Our primary purpose is to abstain from compulsive eating and compulsive food behaviors and to carry the message of recovery through the 12 steps of OA to those who still suffer. Our sole purpose, OA's fifth tradition, states, each group has but one primary purpose, to carry the message to the compulsive overeater who still suffers. At a Vision for You Big Book Study, our message is that people who suffer from compulsive overeating can recover through abstinence and the practice of the 12 steps and 12 traditions of Overeaters Anonymous. I will now ask Nan K. to read the 12 steps of OA.
Hi, I'm Nan K., and I'm a recovering compulsive overeater. Here are the steps for eating. Become unreachable.
We're having trouble hearing you, Anne. You're coming in and out.
Okay, let me see if this helps. Two, can you hear me now?
Yes.
Came to believe that a power greater than ourselves could restore us to sanity. Three, made a decision to turn our will and our lives over to the care of God as we understood him. Four, made a searching and fearless moral inventory of ourselves. Five, admitted to God, to ourselves, and to another human being the exact nature of our wrongs. Six, were entirely ready to have God remove all these defects of character. Seven, humbly asked him to remove our shortcomings. Eight, made a list of all persons we had harmed and became willing to make amends to them all. Nine, made direct amends to such people wherever possible, except when to do so would injure them or others. 10, continued to take personal inventory and when we were wrong, promptly admitted it. 11, sought through prayer and meditation to improve our conscious contact with God as we understood him, praying only for the knowledge of his will for us and the power to carry that out. 12, having had a spiritual awakening as the result of these steps, we tried to carry this message to compulsive overeaters and to practice these principles in all our affairs. I pass.
Thank you, Nan K. And I will now ask Brandy M. to read the 12 traditions of OA.
Hi, it's Brandy M. Can I be heard?
Yes.
The 12 traditions. One, our common welfare should come first. Personal recovery depends upon OA unity. Two, for our group purpose, there is but one ultimate authority, a loving God as he may express himself in our group conscience. Our leaders are but trusted servants. They do not govern. 3, the only requirement for OA membership is a desire to stop eating compulsively. 4, each group should be autonomous, except in matters affecting other groups or OA as a whole. 5, each group has but one primary purpose, to carry its message to the compulsive reader who still suffers. 6, an OA group will never endorse, finance, or lend the OA name to any related facility or outside enterprise, lest problems of money, property, and prestige divert us from our primary purpose. 7, every OA group ought to be fully self-supporting, declining outside contributions. 8, Overeaters Anonymous should remain forever non-professional, but our service centers may employ special workers. 9, OA as such ought never be organized, but we may create service boards or committees directly responsible to those they serve. 10, Overeaters Anonymous has no opinion on outside issues, hence the OA name ought never be drawn into public controversy. 11, our public relations policy is based on attraction rather than promotion. We need always maintain personal anonymity at the level of press, radio, and films. 12, anonymity is a spiritual foundation of all our traditions, ever reminding us to place principles before personalities. Thanks for letting me do service.
Thank you, Brandy M. How our meeting works. Our meeting focuses on the directions for recovery described in the Big Book of Alcoholics Anonymous. We read a paragraph or two from the literature, then stop and share what was read. Anyone can share, but we ask that you keep your sharing to the topic and literature we are discussing, and that you keep your share to approximately 3 minutes. Singleness of purpose reminds us to identify as compulsive overeaters only. Our abstinence requirement for moderators is 1 year, and for readers is 6 months. There is no abstinence requirement for sharing on topic. This meeting does request that your sharing be directly linked to what was read. We are sharing what the directions in the Big Book mean to us. To share, press star 1 to unmute. Once you are done sharing, let us know by saying pass, and then press star 1 to mute your phone. In order to have a quiet meeting, everyone's phone except the speaker's should be muted. Today we resume our study of the Big Book on page 85, the second full paragraph, which begins, "Much has already been said." I will ask Jordan L. to begin reading.
My name is Jordan L. I am a recovered compulsive overeater in the Rocky Mountains of Colorado. Can you hear me, Kathy?
I can. Thank you.
Cool. So, this is page 85 of the Big Book. Much has already been said about receiving strength, inspiration, and direction from him who has all knowledge and power. If we have carefully followed directions, if we have begun to sense the flow of his spirit into us, to some extent we have become God conscious. We have begun to develop this vital sixth sense, but we must go further, and that means more action. And so in considering this paragraph this morning, having a thought about it, taking a think, so to speak, I don't know. It's for me right now, it's work that comes to mind. I don't know if that's because I'm working so much or because work was an area in the past that I was so unconscious of any sort of God or director other than me. not that I was like some crazy tyrant or anything like that, but I certainly never sought strength, direction, or inspiration from anything else other than myself. Like it was one of those areas of life that it was like, okay, I just need to buckle down, spend a couple more hours, work a little harder, make this happen, figure it out on my own type of thing. And in the line of work that I'm in, that is, that puts a lot of pressure on oneself. like a lot of pressure and doesn't make for it doesn't make for a very effective leader. Because I'm an assistant manager, and so there's times in the building where I'm the only manager there. I'm the manager on duty, and you know, my team is looking to me for that. They're looking to me for leadership, you know. And I can't be an effective one if I am super, if I'm stressed out and flustered because of all of this pressure that really I put on myself, you know, like it's not necessary. But anyway, getting back to the reading here, strength, inspiration, and direction. I've gotten to the point now where I probably pray more at work than I do any other place. because realizing how unconscious I was of this God, and that, hey, God applies at work too, you know? Realizing that has been, very, it's just gotten to me to a point where I pray a lot at work for those things, strength, inspiration, and direction, you know, because I have to be a problem solver sometimes, and there is a team that's looking to me for answers, but I want to do that in a way of humbly being of service, as opposed to me freaking out because there's so much pressure that I'm applying to myself, you know? This is a short paragraph, but I feel like there's a lot in there if you start to kind of unpack it, right? And especially that thing about following directions. luckily, there's a general manager, too, at work, and I get to look to him sometimes those directions. So anyway, thanks so much, guys, for being on the line this morning. I pass.
Thank you, Jordan L. Okay, who would like to share on this paragraph this morning?
Is there any way I could share?
John K.
Julie E.
Hi.
Anita J.
Okay, I haven't heard anyone because voices came. Can we try one at a time? Start again.
Leah TV.
Leah.
Sunny S.
John K.
Anita J.
Okay, I have John K. and Anita J. There was someone asked Leah that I did not get.
Sunny Julie E.B.?
Who was after Leah?
I'll go last. My name is Jenna.
Jenna, were you after Leah?
I don't know, dear, but I
Jenna,
I know
what's your last initial?
M.
M, okay. So I have Liat KB, John K, Anita J, Jenna M. I know I missed a couple.
Sunny S.
Sunny S. Anyone else? Okay, let's go with that group then. Liat KB, please share with us.
Sorry.
Hey, good morning. Good morning. Thank you. Morning to everybody. Wow, this is a great spot in the book because of the journey that we've just been through, you know, from, you know, coming to believe that a power greater than ourselves can restore us to sanity, which is just like some sort of a conclusion of the mind that on my own power, I can't do anything, to actually having the experience, his spirits flow through me, you know, like I'm starting to feel him. You know, having the experience of God and not just believing in it. Almost it's like from some kind of belief to faith that it really is. I have been freed from food addiction. I mean, so much. I'm getting intuitions about what to do, what's right, what's wrong. Of course, all through this work that we've been through. And, you know, I was reading this morning, and I was thinking about, you know, when I started learning how to play the guitar, you know, all I saw was strings and an instrument, and I heard other people play it, and so I thought, I can do that too. And, you know, so I would take it. I went to a teacher and instructor, and he taught me how to, you know, start reading notes and start plucking here and there. And all of a sudden, I was able to play. After a few months, I was able to play a song. Now, am I a guitarist by then? No. But I can play a song, you know, and this is the experience, you know. Now I have to continue and go to the master and, you know, and, hey, can you teach me more tricks? You know, I don't, you know, and I'm just going to close with, I read something lately. I'm reading about prayers and how to pray, and they were talking about when two people, you know, the whole thing of right now where I'm living based on, you know, God, you know, God's direction, not Liat's direction. So I need to develop a relationship. I need to continue and practice. And so I need to continue and communicate with God. So when two people communicate with God, communicate with each other, one is wiser than the other, then the one that is not as wise needs to be quiet to listen to the wise one. And so I see the longer I am in this relationship that leads me and directs me, I need to be quieter than the wise one. And I need to listen to what I'm here supposed to learn. So what an amazing thing, what an amazing journey, and the rest is just to continue and grow along spiritual lines. I love you all. Have a great weekend. Pass.
Thank you, Liat KB. John K., please go ahead and share with us.
Thanks. Good morning. This is John Kieran, recovered compulsive overeater in Los Angeles. You know, it's funny. I get asked by sponsees and sometimes at retreats, well, what do you do to get into conscious contact with a higher power on a daily basis? And whenever I think about it, well, I don't do any indefinite action. I mean, somewhere a while back, I just got this feeling, and it's been with me ever since. So you ever know, like, you know you're walking with somebody, but you don't even have to turn around to know that? I mean, I do get up every morning and try and get myself in the program headspace, you know, doing the upon awakening routine, which usually involves me walking the dog, and then we retire at night. I really consider that. But in between, I just know I'm not alone. And I think in terms of my overt actions, I think I lead a program life today. I don't spend a lot of time working at that because I just think years of working at the program has sort of given me some of a, you know, like a moral muscle memory. You know, I do the right thing 99% of the time, you know, not because of any, you know, admonishment of religion or law, but because it's the right thing to do. But where I do find my higher power's presence is most felt, I think, is when things go wrong, when things don't go my way, or even when really bad things happen, you know. In a lot of ways, my higher power is something like a divine circuit breaker. You know, when the stuff hits the fan, you know, I'll still react immediately like I was trained to do from birth to when I left my family of origin, because those reactions, you know, are just there, and they're instantaneous, but they're not the way I want to live. But I'm human, and there'll be the first set of feelings that flood over me pretty quickly now. You know, another thought hits me. It's going to be okay. Breathe. Get out of the center. Get out of the self. And that helps me a lot with things that don't go my way. You know, God's got a different plan, and I just can't get the altitude to see the big picture, you know. But when things really go bad, I just know things will end up all right. I mean, it might not be fun in the short picture, but what's the next indicated action? You know, I think it's sort of like living life, you know, in a shorthand version of the Serenity Prayer. Whatever I'm going to go through, whether I'm going to have to go through with whether I accept it or not, and I have a choice of accepting it and going on, or spending a lot of time gnashing my teeth and moaning about it. And, you know, and the only difference is going to be the amount of stress I put on myself and, you know, the stomach acid I produce. You know, I had a friend who went through some tough stuff yesterday involving losing a lot of money. And I remember saying to her, wow, that would make me freak out. When I thought about it later, I said, well, yeah, it would make me freak out, but only for a short time. And then I'd think, what I always think about situations where I have to pay money I don't want to pay, oh, God, get through it, you know. I heard a lady at a meeting a while back say, if you have a problem that can be solved by writing a check, then you don't have a problem. Now, it's easy to say if you don't have money, if you have the money in the bank, but I get the point. How much is my serenity worth, my peace of mind, my recovery? And there's no amount of money that's going to make that up. And the ability to say, I don't have to go through my life alone. There is a higher power out there. He, she, it has my back, and I just have to trust in that. And, you know, the other thing I'll just say and wrap it up, I've gotten through everything life has had to throw at me all these years. Chances are the next thing that's going to come around the corner isn't going to be the one that takes me out. And I just have to trust that's because I've had a higher power watching my back the rest of the way, all that time, and he'll take care of me the rest of the way. And with that, I pass.
Thank you, John K. Anita J., please share with us.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Kathy K., for your service. Good morning, everybody. This is Anita J., recovered out in Massachusetts. I've come a long way with this. I have two little stories. One, when I was just in a few years of OA, I went for the first time driving from west of Boston into Boston because it's not, I didn't grow up here. That wasn't automatic just to get there. And I prayed for courage and strength all the way to God, please. And when I got there, out of my mouth came automatically, I did it. And this is where I've come. Last Saturday, our church had a quiet day of prayer and meditation. And part of it was they finally weeded the old broken down labyrinth behind our church, but it's still uneven. And I have some vision issues. But it was a beautiful day. Anyway, I started on it and somebody said, Anita, would you like somebody to walk with you? And I just came out of my mouth. I said, somebody is already walking with me. And the beauty of this little story is I meant it. So I have come a long way, baby. and I know if I keep going, there's going to be even more. And with that, I pass.
Thank you, Anita J. Jenna M., please share with us.
Thank you so much, everyone on the line, and thank you for your service, ma'am. Regarding this article, excuse me, not article, but paragraph, still early for me a little bit. The strength for me, this time coming back in OA, which is about the third time, I'm 42, from Syracuse, New York, and you can tell in my accent, Syracuse. My father had admitted to me that he had heart disease, which is a byproduct of his weight, which is a byproduct of this illness. And, you know, I basically said to God, okay, you took the one thing that means everything to me, and you basically put me in a half Nelson, which is basically, not that I know a lot about sports, not that I'm anything, you know, not that I know anything about sporting, but, you know, it's a wrestling move into where you're locked. And because I love my father very much, despite our turbulent relationship. And, you know, my father's not a young man. So the strength came in with me. And plus I realized once in my life, which I should have realized before, that I was restricting. So the inspiration came to get really involved with OA, not even involved, to have OA become my life. I was wanting to do it for my father more than wanting to do it for me. I'm doing this for my father, for me. And when they say follow directions, you know, I am following my higher power's direction. If you want to call it a higher power, I call it God. Not of an ordained religion, but I call it God. Not necessarily through words I'm letting him guide me, because he's not necessarily guiding me through words. He's guiding me by everyday action. He's guiding me by these telephone meetings, because I'm a caregiver. And it is hard to locate out of the house at some times. He's guiding me by connecting with new persons. He's guiding me through prayer. And, you know, that sixth sense is coming through him. And it's nonetheless just shy of a miracle. And with that, if I may, I'll leave my contact information. It's GNINA 143 at Gmail, gmail.com. GNINA 143 at gmail.com. Thank you so much for letting me share.
Thank you, Gina M. Sunny S., please share with us.
It was Jenna. I'm sorry, ma'am.
Hi, this is Sunny S. Can I be heard?
Yes, you can.
Thank you. Yeah, I really love this paragraph. I mean, the fact that it says, sends the flow in his spirit into us. And then they call it a sixth sense. I mean, that is beautiful in itself. I know that for myself, when I'm connected, when I'm taking action, when I'm doing this program, when I follow directions, and it like the higher power shows up in my life in ways that, I don't know, just options that I hadn't even thought about. You know, I was just talking about with my sponsee about this. Like, there's certainly doors that I hadn't even seen previously. It's just like a whole world just comes, whole world comes into view. Also, I mean, I really love that a paragraph ends in, you know, that means more action, but we must go further, and that means more action. I mean, and it, you know, it relates to the paragraph before and resting on our laurels. I mean, for me to have this program, for me to have the promises, for me to have a connection with my higher power, it means taking action, it means working with others, it means sharing in meetings and sharing my experience, strength, and hope. And, you know, it's just like, yeah, I can't just rest on my laurels. I got to do this work. And that's where I see, you know, all the changes. I've seen that changes in relationships with friends, romantic, family. I've seen it at work. It's just a whole completely different life that wasn't even possible for me. I mean, to this point, like I think about the moment I came into recovery 2 years ago, the place where I was, and how inside in my mind I was, because that's what happened. I was so focused on controlling and so focused on what it is that was going on with me that I couldn't see or listen or be open to the external. And that is so important, and that's why, you know, we say, how can I be of service to others? It's a magical question, because it brings the attention back outside. I can be of service to others and not be completely in my mind. And that's another gift of this program. Thank you for letting me share.
Thank you, Sunny S. Okay, I'd like to hear who else would like to share on this paragraph.
Rebecca C.
Mariana D.
Carol M.
Julie E. B.
Hi, Rebecca C. I'm sorry, who came after Rebecca?
Julie
Carol
E. B.
M.
Julie E. B. Carol M.
Marilyn T.
Ramona A. Was that Carolyn T.?
Marilyn T.
Marilyn T. Thank you. Anybody else?
Janice B.
Janice B. Okay, let's see how far we get with that list. Rebecca C., please get us started. Press star one, Rebecca.
Hi, it's Rebecca T. Grateful compulsive overeater. When I finally gave up my will and became in God's will, I had a relationship with God, but I think, you know, he was sort of just there conveniently when, you know, things were really, really rough, and then I would, you know, bring him in on my team, and I'd pretty much be, you know, praying and pleading until I wholeheartedly said, you know, OA is what I need. I need to listen to someone else who's been there, who's done it, and who's showing and expressing the sunlight of the Spirit. And so for the first time, it was someone in recovery, someone who has been recovered for, you know, 20 plus years, all of you, you know, fellows that have been on the path a little longer than I have. And I said, okay, I'm just going to do whatever it is that you guys do, whatever you tell me to do. And so in the beginning, you became my higher power. And then as I started to walk along the path and as I started to, pray to my God and ask him for help and ask him for guidance and look into his will and not my will, and continue to follow all the tools and the steps that you guys were doing, I became closer to God. And that sixth sense is, it's coming, it's developing, it's becoming stronger. I feel so grateful and so blessed that now, you know, when there's struggles or when I'm definitely thinking about myself, I can quickly, you know, not always, but I can quickly see that, and that I can have that the morning spiritual practice and the evening spiritual practice where, yeah, I could say, you know, where was I thinking of my, you know, self today? You know, have I been thinking about others? You know, did I do that outreach call? And that has been so amazing in my life. I've friends have come into my life that I never knew were possible. I have stronger relationships with people, and I'm able to just kind of, you know, calm my mind without thinking about so much about what's going on and what are they thinking and who's, you know, who's looking at me or what am I supposed to be? All these thoughts that used to run in my mind. And now I could say, I don't know. God, I don't know. You know, tell me where I should go today. Where should I be today? How can I be closer to you? And that has been the best blessing ever, and I'm so grateful for all of you. And if you're a newcomer, it's possible, and the promises are true. Thank you so much. I'll pass.
Thank you, Rebecca T. Julie E.B., please share with us.
Yeah, hi, this is...
You're coming in and out, Julie? I can't hear you, Julie. Press star one.
Is this any better?
Oh, that's good. Great.
Hi, this is Julie E.B., gratefully recovered by the grace of God in Colorado. Where am I today? What am I hearing today? If I'm face down in the food, if I'm a still suffering, compulsive overeater. For me, the answer was in there as a solution, page 25. I was blotting out my consciousness. It's another use of the word consciousness that's in our paragraph today. There's no middle road solution at that point. I just continued on as best I could, blotting out my consciousness, my awakeness to my intolerable situation as best I could. And that's what I did for years. And that's what I did in the food. And if that's where you are today, you are not alone. There are many of us who have been there and who have found that in the second little part of that, there is hope. I could either continue as I was, blotting out my consciousness, my awakeness. Of course I needed the food because I was blotting out my awakeness of my intolerable situation as best I could. Or I could seek spiritual help. Now we hear in this paragraph that with spiritual help, we have strength. We don't have power on our own, but with our fellows, with our program, with the steps, with this growing understanding of a higher power, now we have things like strength, beyond what we have ourselves. We have inspiration. I had lots of inspirations, crazy diets, crazy resolutions. Now we have an inspiration and a direction. I can follow the directions in this book. I can call today, put my name out there, get a sponsor, work the steps. Now I have direction. What will happen? The beginning of a God consciousness, of being awake to something bigger than me. For me, this is what changes absolute everything. I had a religion. I had an idea of God, but I wasn't awake morning, noon, middle of the day, night, to what that could mean for me. How I could have strength in the moment, inspiration in the moment, direction in the moment. All of those things came from my head, and they all told me I was never good enough or I needed to do it all by myself. There were a lot of faulty directions that I was following. So I hope that you'll dive into this book, continue with these meetings, get a sponsor, and do the directions in the book. You're going to be awake to a whole new thing, and you'll no longer need to blot out your awakeness of your intolerable situation, even when life is hard. Thanks for letting me share my path.
Thank you, Julie E.B. Carol M., please share with us. Whoops. Carol, please share with us.
Hi, this is Carol M. from New Jersey, happily recovered compulsive overeater. Sometimes I'm just really hard on myself, I think. I'm just in the program a few months, and I hear people with years, and they're thriving. And most of the time I am thriving, but I don't always, wake up with that strength, inspiration. Then I have to follow directions. I have to do my 11th step. I have to see if I need to do a 10th step. I kind of beat myself up over that. And I think that when I sit down, when I quiet myself, when I ask God, when I turn to God, because I feel like my higher power never turns from me. I know I turn from him and I get caught up in my head and I get caught up in the worldly clamors, as Bill would say. And, that takes me away from feeling my higher power. But I do think I started to become God conscious. And I think it's important just to keep working at that. I will say I do feel that vital sixth sense a lot of the time. I see my higher power working in my life. He's always been working in my life, but since I've come in the program, my eyes have been open to see how strongly my higher power works in my life. And I've changed, and changed for the good. And people have noticed that and said it to me, and I think, good, I'm glad to hear that, because I was quite the tiger back in the food. And now I see that my daughter's higher power is working in her life. All of a sudden, her eyes are becoming open, and she's really struggled in life. So I'm just happy to be here. Thank you for everybody that's on the line. With that, I pass.
Thank you, Carolyn. Ramona A., please share with us.
Hi, this is Ramona. Am I being heard okay?
Yes, you are. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you for your service. This is Ramona A., and recovered in Vermont. And not totally sure what I wanted to share, but it's a wonderful paragraph and means so much to me. I grew up with a faith in God, believed in God all my life, but I believed in a fearful God for the longest time. And what this program has helped me to understand is that, you know, I don't have to be afraid. So as I let go a little more and a little more and a little more, I get that strength, inspiration, and direction. Like last night I found, you know, talk about the neutrality around food. I was hungry, it was late, and I still had to do the grocery shopping, and I didn't care about the food there. I didn't go look at the things I wasn't supposed to have, which I always would have before. Came home and made my abstinent dinner, and all was well. And those things I wouldn't have been able to do before. It would not have worked. So, and inspiration and direction, so much when I'm looking for setting priorities, when I'm looking for how to make this decision, it's there. And there was one recently where I, you know, it wasn't anything that was totally clear, but I kept feeling more and more like, you know, to go one particular way. And I finally decided, you know, I'm just going to trust and do that. And, of course, that seems to be the best that's worked out. So it isn't always, you know, like a billboard up there for me to see something like that. But the direction is there in one way or another, you know, whether it's through people, through this meeting, or through prayer, meditation, you know, just through the program, working something through the steps, doing 10 steps, whatever. It's there, and that sense of flow of God's Spirit, that is truly there, because it just feels like being loved, and I find myself going through the day in gratitude, you know, well, thank you for this, thank you for that. And it's, you know, in all of that, it is so worth whatever work it took to get here and whatever work, you know, the ongoing work, more action that's needed that we'll get to in the next few pages. It is so, so worth doing that work and being, you know, being present to God and letting go. And I don't want my will anymore. All that my self-will ever did was get me into trouble and pain. So with that, not that it won't happen again, but I don't want it. So I will pass with that, and thank you for, you know, thank you for being there, having this meeting.
Thank you, Ramona A. Marilyn T., please share with us.
Thank you, Kathy K. Thanks, everybody on the telephone meeting. This is Marilyn T. from Northern California, a grateful, recovering, compulsive overeater. The promises come true. They really do. When you can let go of your self-will and take direction, in the beginning it's from your sponsor and having to let go of your self-will and actually listen. Someone said earlier, someone who knows more on in a relationship, the other person needs to stop and listen. I think that was Liat T.D. You have to listen to the instructions. You have to open yourself up to the spirit of higher power, whom I call God. And it changes your thinking with almost without you even having to do anything. You just do the work, you put your nose to the grindstone, and you do what is asked of you in working these 12 steps. You read, you pray, you meditate, and your thoughts magically, almost miraculously, turn to other people, and that you want to help them, and you're not so self-centered and, you know, self-seeking about other, about yourself, and your life changes. And that's where that sixth sense develops, that vital sixth sense, that God consciousness, that even when you're in the a not comfortable place, you know, you close your eyes and you pause and you just ask God to please help you and to be with you and to give you the next right thought. And so thankful for this program. Thank you. I pass.
Thank you, Marilyn T. And Janice B., you'll be our last share for today. Please go ahead. Janice, press star one.
Janice B. from Montana, a grateful recovering overeater and bulimic in Montana. Can I be heard?
Yes, you can.
Wonderful. Thank you. I am just incredibly grateful to be in a program where it's really emphasized that I can have a power greater than myself that I really depend on. And I was fortunate enough to, after going and spending over a year going through the steps last year and then completing them earlier in February of this year, I had a really bad relapse and faced some pretty dire consequences and ended up a couple nights in jail. And when things like that happen, when really difficult times happen, I found that instead of completely being desolate and having and feeling lost, I found that, well, everything happens for a reason, and my higher power is telling me that I have something more to learn. That I, even though I just completed my 12 steps, I obviously missed something, and there's more to be revealed. And I can tell you that after spending those two nights in a place where I have no choice of what kind of food I get, I have no choice of what kind of bed I sleep on, I have never been more grateful for the small, simple, wonderful things that life provides for me today. And that has really changed my way of thinking and my relationship with my higher power, because I was more willing to say, well, the outcome is going to be the outcome. And, you know, my family's worried and asking me how I'm feeling about, you know, what's next, and I'm really not that concerned. I'm still facing dire consequences, but my overall feeling is whatever is meant to be, God will never give me something I can't handle, and I'm supposed to learn through every experience that I have. I'm still breathing. I am of the alcoholic variety where this disease is deadly, and it was absolutely killing me and landed me incredibly sick in hospitals on death's door multiple times. And I'm lucky to be drawing breath and to even have choices. So I'm just grateful that I can come to these meetings, listen to people that have gone before me, that have the wisdom, that have the God consciousness in their lives, to see it work in others and believe, have their belief be transcend into part of my belief and give me strength. And that's what passing it on has done for me and also encourages me to give and want to give to other people, that I don't have to ever be alone, because no matter good, bad, ugly that happens, it's meant to happen. I am meant to learn, to experience, and to grow. Every living, breathing moment I have is an opportunity, and I'm grateful to take that. And with that, I pass.
Thank you, Tanis B. I'm sorry I got your name wrong. Thank you for your share.
No worries.
Okay, it's now time to close our meeting for today. Thank you, everyone who has been here and who has shared with us. And a special thank you to Nan K., Brandy M., Jordan L., Ramona A., and Julie E. B. for helping me in delivering this meeting. We will now close with the reading from the Big Book on page 164, followed by the Serenity Prayer. Ramona A., would you please read A Vision for You? Our book is meant to be suggestive only.
Hi, this is Ramona A. Am I being heard?
Yes, you are.
Okay. Our book is meant to be suggestive only. We realize we know only a little. God will constantly disclose more to you and to us. Ask him in your morning meditation what you can do each day for the man who is still sick. The answers will come if your own house is in order. But obviously you cannot transmit something you haven't got. See to it that your relationship with him is right, and great events will come to pass for you and countless others. This is the great fact for us. Abandon yourself to God as you understand God. Admit your faults to him and to your fellows. Clear away the wreckage of your past. Give freely of what you find and join us. We shall be with you in the fellowship of the Spirit, and you will surely meet some of us as you trudge the road of happy destiny. May God bless you and keep you until then.